You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
That's what's up. And we're back because if you listen to my last podcast, The Village Idiot, this is basically a continuation of The Village Idiot, so this is part two of that. We're not going to name it that, but you're getting a twofer because it's Christmas. And all you want for Christmas is your two front teeth. So you're getting a twofer, Gopher. That's what's up. That's what's up. What's up, Goose? What's up? So I know I ended this on talking about, like, my roommate being a total Trump derangement syndrome having turd. But you know what? I love the guy. He's so fucking funny. He is so funny. He's hilarious, dude. And by that, I mean, like, he makes the perfect Watson to me being a Sherlock. I'm the Sherlock, he's the Watson. I mean, I really can't even, I don't want to get too into it, you know, because I respect my privacy and whatnot, but I'm just telling you, he's like, Trump this, Trump that, and I'm like, dig deeper, Watson. I'm going to start telling him that. But he's really funny, you know? It's just, you gotta really appreciate his humor, so to speak. So yeah, last podcast we talked about Obama is Osama, Michelle got a big ass dick, we revisited beheadings, we talked about Saddam Hussein being hung, and we talked about the Village Idiot and presidency, right? But what we didn't talk about is why I brought up Village Idiot. Well, living in Alaska, I lived in Juneau, okay? And I have explained this dozens of times to people, like, because they ask, Alaska, what is that like? And I'm like, it sucks. Don't go there. It sucks. And now, don't get me wrong, to the people, I'm not disrespecting anything or anyone to the, you know, there's no disrespect to people who are living there, who are decent human beings. But I'm going to explain what I'm talking about with this Village Idiot whole thing in Alaska, all right? I'm gonna explain Alaska from my point of view, right? Which my head is not up my own ass, so I'm telling you how it is. And I don't care what anybody thinks about this. In Alaska, in Juneau, which is the capital, of all places, it's the capital, right? So you have to fly or get a boat in or out of there. You can't just drive away. You can't drive to and from there. It's surrounded by ice, water, trees. It's about 15 minutes wide, and once you're done driving about 15, 20 minutes, you're pretty much seeing everything there is to see there. That's how I describe it, okay? Once you've driven from Auka Bay to downtown, you've pretty much seen everything. You can see across the water and see that there's Douglas Island. You don't even have to go. But on Douglas Island, let's say you do cross the bridge, there is Douglas Island, which is the downtown part, and then you go off to North Douglas Island, which is nothing but houses down one street. Then, about halfway between that end and downtown, there's a street that you can go on that goes up the mountain, and that goes to the skiing, the snow skiing, snowboarding, whatever, right? So that's all there is to it. That's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's bars and crap, but if you don't like to hang out at the bars, then there's nothing to do. If you can afford to be on a boat, if you can stand going hunting, and you like to freaking hike all day every day, or you like mountain climbing, then that's the place to be. But you've also got to be real into Satanism. Apparently, they're trying to turn a place that's quite literally heaven into hell. It's ridiculous. And since it's a village, I'm telling you right now that they take Village Idiot to a whole new level. Being the Village Idiot there is redonkulous. There are teams of Village Idiots there. And the corruption there is outrageous. People don't speak out or do anything about it because they don't want to be attacked later by the other people who are there how do you say, their spawns, their minions, right? They don't want to be attacked by their minions. People are in law enforcement. They're there and they will mess with you. They will make sure that your case gets dropped in court. It will become a big to-do. And they're all basically gang-banging the person who is not like that. So this brings me to another point. We're going to talk about satanic holidays. I recently looked online and I found a printout, a PDF, of all the major satanic holidays. And when you look at what goes on these holidays, it's sickening. Of course they're pro-choice. They want to dismember baby bodies and give the baby parts to people as gifts. Oh great, a baby arm. And I'm keeping it clean right there. But let's put the baby arm on a necklace and give it to somebody. I'm just saying, for example. That's gross, dude. What the? Let's put a little baby weenie in a jar and give it to somebody. What? That's a gift? What planet do you come from? What moral beliefs do you really have? None? None at all. That's gross, dude. If you think that's a gift, and you give that as a gift, there's something wrong with you, bro. You need to be hospitalized for your entire life. And now I'm being really, really nice about it. Real stinking nice. But you need to be put away. Any means possible. It's gross. You are one nasty individual. And you need to stop. There are so many satanic holidays that it outweighs Christian holidays. Can you believe that? How does that make you feel? That's nasty. You nasty, bruh. You nasty. They do satanic orgies. Vaginal, anal, oral. It doesn't matter. Just as long as you get yourself some. They got orgies. They got rituals. It's gross. Satanic child sacrifice could be a male or a female. On certain days, they expect it to be a male. On certain days, they expect it to be a female. And any of these days, an animal could be accepted instead of a human. But they prefer it to be a baby human. Like, how does that make you feel? That's nasty, bro. It's nasty. It's sick. You're pathetic. You think, okay, so let me make sure I got this right, okay? Okay, just to be fair, just to be honest, just to be moral, just to be cool, okay. We're gonna sit here and say, okay, let's weigh the pros and cons of this. Okay, let's say, okay, you're this person, right? You don't believe in God and all this, right? But yet, you wanna justify killing a baby. Nailing a baby's hands and feet to a cross after you have killed it, and then burn it, sometimes alive. What these groups do is they have, like, they're a cult, okay? They're a cult who has people in power, funeral directors, cops, doctors, lawyers, right? They've got this whole team, right? They've created their super group, right? So nobody can prove anything, do anything, and yada, 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 right? They've got everybody in power in like some kind of branch, right? Even the military is involved. Major corruption, and it's wrong. But they've got this group, right? This Freemasonic group, they've got a Freemasonic temple, and they try to be protected by the cops and whatnot. Oh, we'll call the cops on you if you're trespassing. So what? Go away. You shouldn't even be doing... You're going to call the cops on me for trespassing? How about I call the cops on you for killing babies? Sick, sadistic son of a bitch. So, they have what's called breeders, right? A person who breeds the baby. then they have this baby. Then it's all hell breaks loose on this baby. That's sick. They bloodlet from the baby, which means they cut the baby open and bleed it. They drink the blood. They beat the baby. So that way the blood is adrenalized. And they drink what's called adrenochrome blood. It's gross. I know I've talked about this on another podcast, but it's time to bring it back up. But the funeral director is the one who is in charge of cremating the babies. The doctor is the one who is in charge of bringing the baby full term. It's sick. Babies are being bred for sick pleasures. It's gross. It's nasty. You should be ashamed of yourself. And that's being nice about it. We'll just say you deserve worse than what treason will get you. Much worse. And you know it. You know you're sick and nasty and pathetic. You're a sad sack of bones. You're nasty. But hey, who am I to judge, right? Who am I to judge, right? Because, oh, I've sinned. Oh, I'm a sinner. I've sinned. I've done so wrong. God, please forgive me. It ain't nothing compared to what you're doing. You're nasty. You're gross. Whatever I've done has definitely been forgiven. Can you say the same about yourself? Because you think you're going to die and not go to hell afterwards? Hell's very real. Hell is very real. It's not a fairy tale. Hell is a real place. Hell is a real place. And you will be there if you don't change your ways. Oh, it's too late for you? Eternal damnation for you? Okay. All right, cool. That's what you want? Then why shouldn't you have it here? Why shouldn't you have these things done to you that you're doing to these babies out here in the open in front of God and everybody? There could be a public outcry and I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care. Why should I do it in the privacy of like you guys are doing behind closed doors? Why? Why? Why shouldn't I drag you out in public and do the same to you? Humiliate you. Shame you. Shame on you. Why shouldn't I? You deserve the worst. You're scum of the earth. You're nasty. You're pathetic. You're sick. You're nasty. I'll keep saying this as many times as I have to until I drill into your head that you are sick. You're nasty. You don't deserve this life. You don't deserve the presence of a child. You don't deserve the privileges that you do have, that you've created for yourself. Go to hell!